Willie Jackson's with us each Wednesday morning. Thanks so much for your time, Willie. Tēnā koe and welcome once again.
Morena, Dale, morena.
Kia ora. I know that you were in Manukau yesterday, but in the north prior to that, an amazing gathering at Waitangi. What's your takeaway? What stood out most for you, Willie?
I thought it was great the way our people came together in the north there, Māori Pākehā, just to respond to Seymour and this government. I mean, I shouldn't just say Seymour. You've got a Prime Minister green-lighting his rubbish treaty principles bill, and they responded as I knew they would in their thousands in terms of their anger and resentment to what this government's doing, but in a peaceful way, in an orderly way, but in a very robust and clear way. And so I was really proud of what I saw from Kiwis up there, encapsulated probably best when the government came on to the marae on the 5th with some exceptional kōrero. I was proud of the kōrero from our man Pēni Henare. But particularly pleased with the way the marae set things up to let people like Annette Sykes and Hone Harawira, you know, say it how it is, really, for our people, and gave it to a government who were just all at sea. Shane Jones was reduced to just talking about whakapapa. Good on him. I mean, don't get me wrong, that's important. But Shane Jones was reduced to not even talking about the issues on the marae. He gave us a whakapapa history lesson, which was fabulous for many, I suppose, of us who love the language, but totally avoided anything to do with the treaty principles. Left it all to Winston, who lit fire and responded as probably only Winston would do, and Seymour, who decided to have a crack, but then also shift that responsibility to one of his women, who, Nicole McKee, who had been practicing her reo, and good on her, but you know, she was just up repeating Seymour's rhetoric. So they got dealt to, and I was really pleased they got dealt to by our people. You know, Julian Wilcox and Penny spoke. You know, I liked the way they spoke. But particularly, what Hone Harawira and Annette Sykes had to say was terrific. And then it was the icing on the cake with the hikoi, Dale, I think it was, you know, the karakias went well. I mean, I think we've got a lot to be proud of. You know, Waitangi was very clear to this government, stop your nonsense, stop your rubbish. No doubt the response will continue over the next few weeks, few months, Dale.
Yeah, it's interesting to see a change of guard. We can't help but think of those no longer with us, the Kingi Tauruas, the Tete Whai Harawira contribution. Mere Mangu performed a similar task to Tete Whai, taking the hand of dignitaries to welcome them onto the marae. That could have got really messy. I think our people showed great restraint and control. And the change of the guard, as far as the organisers are concerned, Hone, sadly, are Ben Dalton. And like you say, to see Annette and Hone given front and centre speaking rights was a decision made at the PA. What do you make of the change of guard there, but also the respectful way our people continued to host on the marae? Yes, there was some heckling. Yes, there was some quiet murmurings of discontent and maybe even morphed into a boo. But, I mean, it could have been a lot worse, surely, Willie.
Oh, yeah, no big deal at all. See, much worse up at Waitangi, you know, and it's good they got to hurry up, and it's good they got booed, and it's good they felt uncomfortable. That's what it's all about, you know, and I'm glad Winston blew his stack on the marae, you know. He got into his, I've done this, I've done that. But, you know, he had his opportunity, he got stuck in, then Seymour got up for his lecture. He's dangerous to Seymour, I keep saying it, how he's rallying, this is all good for him too, because he thinks it gets some support from ignorant people who don't know the treaty and don't know that what he's actually attempting to do is take away our rights as a tangata whenua. You know, he keeps waffling on with his rubbish argument, and sadly, no one is. You know, they're getting close to it, but I watched Jack Tame yesterday, and they're just not going for the jugular on this guy. You know, I want to see that happen. I know Mihi Forbes had a crack last night, and she was like, all right, but he's very good, but. You know, he starts bamboozling them with just rubbish style, you know. You would have heard some of his arguments, eh? You know, his arguments are just so laughable about his universal we are the world rubbish, eh, Dale? You know, about how he approaches the argument with regards to dismantling our rights. It's just very irritating. But anyway, this is a debate and argument that is set to go for all the year by the looks of things. So that's this government's choice. So we'll get into it.
And, of course, Labor politicians are up for the challenge here. It does at times seem like it's my interpretation of the treaty, and I'm the only one who's got it right from David Seymour, but I see that many in the Labor Party are going to challenge that, but it does distract from a lot of important issues, although perhaps this one for us is the most important. You say it's going to be another 6 months of this.
Yeah, the Treaty Principles Bill, I think Seymour's introducing it, so it's got to go through select committee, so be at least another 6 months. I mean, and that's still a month or two away, I think. And so, you know, you're talking good six months of this, you know, because it goes to select committee, then comes back to the House. Yeah, so there's still, I think, at least, unless Luxon steps in, his choice, the great uniter, who never wanted division, never been so much division over a kaupapa since Forshaw and Seabed.
Yeah, it certainly seems that way. Yesterday was a massive gathering west. You were in the south as well, as the Mataco Urban Māori Authority helps to put together a commemoration of Waitangi Day, and from all accounts, I was west, but I hear that the south side one went well also, Willie. There was a massive crowd out in West Auckland and very professionally put together. The rig, the stage, all the bells and whistles. Our people deserve the best, and in a way they got it.
Yeah, congratulations to John Tamahere and the crew out at Waitati. Something really fantastic. As I said to him, it's a shame him and yourself forgot about the Labor Party who was at the gig there too yesterday, Dale. So Carmel was watching from the side as you guys promoted the Māori Party on stage. But Kei Te Pai, we well done. I thought the MC might have actually thought about his Labor Party roots, but totally forgot. Carmel said, totally forgot about the Labor Party.
I wondered where they were. I didn't know that they were there.
Why didn't you ask? You know, why didn't you say, are you there, Carmel? She's sitting there looking at you along with other... hang on. I asked John Tamahere in the morning, is there going to be any political stuff? He was absolutely clear there wasn't. And then he rings, and then I got all these complaints from our Labor Party crew. I said, oh, well, it would have been good if the MC had have just said, hey, Labor Party. But, of course, Carmel couldn't even get through the gate. So I'm coming here in the Māori Party.
Mate, you should have been there. I would have recognised you. I didn't see Carmel in the crowd. Look, for some strange reason, your phone's gone quiet, but I know it was levelling some criticism at me for not picking up on my Labor Party roots, but there you go. I thought it was a bit strange because, you know, every year we normally have dinget trees from local government and, well, there's normally about 20 people there, so I was a bit surprised as well. But you know John?
No, I do know John. In the morning, he had a political presentation. Then when we talked later in the afternoon and when I got all the complaints from the Labor Party, John changed his mind and decided it would just be the Waipareita Māori Party presentation again, aided by the MC who used to be a Labor Party man before. Congratulations, Māori Party, Waitati, and Dale Husband for shutting out the Labor Party. but hey, I want to just, that aside, congratulations. It was a fantastic gig I heard. I mean, you know, I did say to JT, I was wondering how Pete, what's his name, would go from Midnight Oil, and he was telling me that Peter Garrett, eh? What, sorry, is it Pete Garrett?
Peter Garrett.
Yeah, and he said, JT said to me, Pete Garrett had dinner with him the night before and had said to JT, hey, you know, John, I don't sing reggae. And John said, yeah, no, it'll be all right. But what JT was saying is you had a heap of Pākehā people who turned up for the gig, which I think is fantastic, you know. And, I mean, seriously, congratulate. I mean, we will get over it. You know, we'll get over our Labour Party rejection, but it was still a great thing for the community out there, and Waipareta Trust must be congratulated. I'm really proud of Tania and Bernie and all our workers at Ngāwhare Wāte and Mūma, because, you know, he had a great gig out at South here that your son emceed.
Did he acknowledge the Labour Party? That's the main thing.
Well, here's the thing. What we decided was no politics, you know, just get on with it. And then, of course, you know, and so there was no politics. I had an opportunity to go on the stage, but No, there was no need for any of that. You know, it was just a great community gig. I think they probably had about 10,000, you know, they wouldn't have anywhere near the audience out west. I think they had about 10,000 who came through, which is terrific out south here. Because as you know, South hasn't been as organised at all as the West, they don't. And so great to have a great crowd, about 10,000. They didn't have, of course, the sort of artists that they had out there, but they still had some good artists with Shea Fu, Annie Crummer, who played there, and Savage. So I just think well done to Mūma, Waipareta, for putting up these sort of shows, and well done to Tarns, to John Tomahini. We're none in there, it's got to take a bow, because he's been our main man and organiser behind these gigs, eh, Dale? You know, he's just fantastic, old Win, and so thanks to him too, and we'll get back into it all again next year, and maybe the Labour Party might get up on your stage next time, Dale. Try and remember them.
But hey, if I had have seen them, I would have singled them out. You should have been there as well, Willie J.
Yeah, I got all the messages when you introduced your Māori Party. Did you think for 1 second there might have been a Labour Party person there? 1 second? Anyway, good to talk to you, brother.
Yeah, you too, Willie. Thanks very much.